Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited about this week's teaching, From Disaster to Reconstruction. Before we get started, we want you to take out your calendar and mark the date of March 8th. March 8th, we'll be having a night of laughter. National Christian comedian Funny Bone Harris is going to be here in the Cocoa area at Venue and Beyond. The address is 1212 Dixon Boulevard. He is a great friend of Celebration Tabernacle Church, and we are so glad that he is coming for the Night of Laughter on March 8th. Doors open at 6 p.m. So we want to invite you out to come out and to join us. Plan on being at a night of laughter. This is a great evangelistic tool for you to invite your family and friends who may not be willing to go to church with you, but they're willing to go out and have some fun with you, some nightlife. So yeah. Bring them with you and plan on being at Venue and Beyond on March 8th at 6 p.m.
It's gonna mm-hmm. be a night, a night to remember, mm-hmm. a night of joy, a night. Because a merry heart mm-hmm. is medicine to the soul, to the bone. So on the night of the 8th of March will be a night to get merry, get okay. some medicine, get your mind off all the disaster, and get your mind on the reconstruction that is going to take place in your life, mm-hmm. and it's going to be great.
Yes, he has a great testimony also yeah. that he'll be sharing on March 9th, mm. Sunday morning at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So we are so glad that he's coming, and please make it a priority event on your calendar and join us. The price has already been paid. So you're not going to get there and have a big door fee. Yeah. The price has already been paid. So we just ask that you come out and that you enjoy. All right, we started off yesterday in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12, from disaster to reconstruction. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12 tells us, "For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, mm-hmm. and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these." There's different components in order for prosperity to break out. There's different components that must come together. And sometimes when we say the word prosperity, it turns people off because they think, oh, money hungry. That's prosperity. Well, according to the Word of God in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper." Huh. And now he tells us what prosperity is. "In all things."
Yes.
"And be in health, just as your soul prospers." So prosperity is inclusive of our health.
Yes.
It's inclusive of our soul, which
yes.
is how we think,
yes.
our mind,
yes.
how we respond in
yes.
our emotions.
Yes.
He said, "I pray that you prosper in all
things
and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Mm. So prosperity is inclusive of many components. It cannot just be one of alone.
Oh,
because if there's no health,
yeah.
there's no purpose, there's no enjoyment of the money
yeah,
and the
right.
possessions and the family
mm.
and the network. You're not able to do. So if we have our health and we have our right mind,
yeah.
then we shall prosper in all things. there will be nothing impossible. If we have your health and in your right mind, it doesn't matter what disaster the enemy throws at you, what adversity has come your way, you have the ability to reconstruct.
Yes, you will become that remnant. Mm-hmm. You will be the survivor. Mm-hmm. When you have your health, you will be the survivor. Mm-hmm. Because out of Babylon come the remnant, the survivor. All that went into captivity never come out of captivity. They are for 70 years. So the children of Israel perish. And this was a remnant of people that left, who persevere, who survive. So that's why we say, and now God says, you will prosper in how? In all things.
All things.
In all things.
And maybe you're saying, I don't have my health. I don't have my right mind. Yes, you do.
Do.
Because you're breathing.
Yeah.
You're speaking.
Yeah.
So, yes, you do. So, you have to reclaim it back.
Yeah.
Reconstruct your health. Reconstruct your mind.
Yes.
It must be reconstructed continually, day by day. We all have to make those quality decisions each and every day, how it affects our health, how things affect our mind. So, it's a continual renewal of our physical body. It's a continual renewal of our mind.
It's a building block.
Mm-hmm.
It's a building block. So we got to build it back. We have the dew from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. And you have to know that whatever you rebuild is going to be better than what was before. So we have Haggai 2:9. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts.
Mm.
And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So what he's saying is the latter is going to be better than the former, and we will have peace. And that's another way of being prosperous. If we have peace in our heart and peace in our mind, that's another prosperity that we need to look to. And the only way to get true peace is to be in connection with heaven, to let heaven come down to you so he can fill you with your peace so that you have the strength to go on to reconstruct whatever disaster comes your way.
There's not going to be no more fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here it says, it's going to be time of what?
Peace.
There's not going to be no more struggle. There's going to be the time of peace. So we have gone through that period of period in our life, or you might be going through it right now. Hear the word of the Lord. There's coming a time of reconstruction that will bring peace into your life. So there's peace is coming. See, when you're building back your life, you and building back stuff, the building block of your life, you will do it with peace. There's no more war. There's no more thief coming to take what you got. You will have the peace of God upon your life. So we pray this morning that you may find the peace of God, you may find the strength of God, you may find the wisdom of God to do the reconstruction of your life.
Coming back wiser.
Yes.
Right? You redoing it again, constructing again. Lessons that are learned along the way. So if you see, okay, there was a disaster. Well, what caused that disaster? So now we can make some corrections. We can make some adjustments as we're building things back. We're reconstructing it better than it was. Because in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, which Pastor Emily just read, it says the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former.
Yeah.
Well, they know how it was the first time.
Yeah.
So during reconstruction now is coming back even better. We learned along the way. We have advanced along the way. So now we're able to build in a way to bring greater glory to God. The same things that may have caught us up before, they ain't going to catch us no more, because we have the wisdom now. We foresee how over the process of time, how things played out when we chose the wrong way, the wrong route to go, when we misstepped. So now that we know better, what do we have to do? We have to do better, right? Don't they say that? When you know better, you do better.
Yes.
So now that we know better, we can build better.
Yes. So it's time of reconstruction. It is, you got to say, this is my time of reconstruction. Somebody this morning, have to get in your spirit and says, this is my year of reconstruction. There are things in my life that the devil has stolen. There are things in my life that is broken down. There are things in my life that I'm now going to build it back. And it's going to be better. It's going to be more glorious.
Amen. Another thing we have to do is we have to let the past stay where it is. In the past.
Yes.
We can't focus on that. I know sometimes it's hard, but if we don't, if we focus on the past, we'll never be able to go forward. And just know, God came, Jesus came down to earth, and he came down and he suffered tremendously. So he also knows our struggles.
Yes.
But we need to go forward, and we need to forget about our past, and then just to go forward and start to reconstruct what happened. And everything, the word says, will be better than before.
Yes.
We can't look forward and backwards at the same time. You could try it. It's not going to work. You cannot look forward and backwards at the same time. God did not physically design us to be able to see in front of us and behind us at the same time. So we have to make a decision. And if we continually, if you try it, if you turn your head to look behind you, turn your head to look in front of you, turn your head to look behind you, turn your head to look forward, you're going to get very dizzy.
Yes.
And then you're not going to have a clear a clear concept of which way to go. So we must keep our eyes straightforward on the prize, on the reconstruction.
I'm going, as I said, I can do all things through Christ that give me the strength. Got to say that. I can do all things through Christ that give me the strength. So you are having the strength and the power of Almighty God to do great things. You have the strength because he says in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 12, and I will give the dew from heaven. Heaven will connect with you. And when you get the dew, the grace from heaven, then you have the strength to do. When heaven touches your life, you now have power to do.
Jesus said to come and learn from him.
Yeah.
Right? He said, come. He said, learn from me. And Paul also said in Philippians chapter 4, where Pastor just quoted in verse 13, in verse 11, he says, not that I speak in regard to need, but I have learned.
I've learned.
In whatever state I am, to be content. Mm-hmm. Then he says, I know how to be abased, yeah, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Then he says, I can do
all
things through Christ who strengthens me. How does he have that confidence? Because he's learned through the experiences of life that he is able to move from disaster to reconstruction. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.